Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Here we are in the dog days of summer with good opportunity to talk with Aretha Jones. She's the executive director for Neighborhood Medical Center. And our good buddy Curtis Richardson will be with us in the first hour, so you stay tuned. We've got all that and more coming up right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months. And that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style, call Widen Glass today, 222-5781. Or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
So here we are on another exciting, fun-filled Saturday morning. Hoping that your Saturday morning is fun-filled wherever you may be here in the Tallahassee area, courtesy of our friends at 93.3 FM. Freedom 93, as they're lovingly known. And, if you can think of loving a radio station, well, I suppose 93.3 is one of those stations that people just absolutely love. Or you hate them, one or the other. I mean, it's just it's a love-hate sort of thing. But we love them, and Barry Kay and his crew over there do such a great job. Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, bringing you this here radio show, and then we're broadcasting throughout the area and streaming live on the web. So welcome to all of you who are listening out and around the world, wherever you may be. We appreciate that, and it's remarkable. A lot of folks that do listen from outside the broadcast area who have interest in what's going on in Tallahassee. That's what we're all about here, are we not? Maybe they went to school here. Maybe they've got a student currently living in the Tallahassee area. Or they worked here at one time. Maybe they were born and reared in Tallahassee or whatever. Or they're just really cool people who want to know other cool people, and that's us, right? So anyway, welcome to you. We do have an interesting show today. Aretha Jones, what an amazing story. Her personal story is amazing. Inspiring, I would say. Born and reared in Havana, Florida, Gadsden County, who started life like so many folks in that particular part of our community and at large, and whose parents were sharecroppers and farming folks over there. Not hard to imagine. I mean, all of Gadsden County was pretty much tobacco up through the 50s and 60s. Wrapper leaf or shade leaf tobacco, as it's known, was the king. And brought millions of dollars into Gadsden County over a period of roughly, about 100 years. I suppose the tobacco industry, cigar making, happened in the late 1800s up and through the mid-1900s, 1950, 60. And then the industry all shifted. And with that, Gadsden County lost its cash crop, and those folks who had made their way
And our guest today was one of those people who grew up in the fields out there picking peas and tomatoes and peanuts and such. I mean, this is not uncharacteristic of the communities around us, largely North Florida, an agrarian economy that happens to have planted in the middle of it a state capital and a couple of major universities. So it's not surprising. And Aretha found herself as a young person faced with being a teenage mom and trying to make that all work, she and her husband. And, well, I'll let her tell you her story. But she now is serving as the executive director for the Neighborhood Medical Center. And what a fine job she's doing. And I think you're going to really enjoy getting to know her. She'll be with us in the second hour. Meanwhile, Curtis Richardson joins us again with some roots to Gadsden County, being a Quincy native and having served us well as a state representative there in the House. Now running for office again, this time running for city commission. And we'll talk about his interests there and some of his insights into community life and his participation in this community. And that'll be good. We'll learn a lot. So we've got a theme going on here. I don't know, maybe Gadsden County celebrated personalities would be a good theme. And we've had other folks, Grace Robinson, here, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Grace was here. She's the director over there for the Gadsden Arts Center and talked about some of the remarkable artists that have come from Quincy, Gadsden County, of national acclaim. So, folks, I mean, when you stop and look around at some of the amazing contributions that as a community we have made locally and nationally, internationally, it's remarkable. In fact, looking through some of the stories from the week, you may have come across this item, and it's certainly another indication of our contribution, I think. This company, what's it called? Uber Operations. This is courtesy of our good buddy Dave Hodges over there at the newspaper, Tallahassee Democrat, and he's writing that he says there aren't too many companies like Uber Operations. It's a tech company that is now 10 years old. They've been in business providing healthcare information technology, and including very significant projects with implications for America and across the globe. Their founder, Eduardo Lumiere, said recently that they're a relatively young group of men and women who are working together in healthcare technology and saving lives. Our concerns about the Ebola virus certainly are on the minds of many. It's been in the news quite a bit. Well, nationally, this Tallahassee-based company has helped serve the interests of the Center for Disease Control and helps them particularly by bringing to them a platform, a networking of information. And this data integration at an enterprise level enables this organization, the CDC based in Atlanta, to coordinate all of those data points, all of that data that comes in from the 50 states around the country, health departments that are supplying the CDC by means of this networking that Uber Operations provides, and thereby staying ahead of the game a bit, staying better informed. The company sees better information access and management as a key to reducing healthcare costs. And they are at the same time interested in making sure that these healthcare organizations have the information they need to respond more quickly and thereby provide intervention and prevention of significant health threats to the country and to the world. So there you go. And we'll learn on a ground level, personal level, with our guest Aretha Jones, how healthcare information in today's technology, technological world, I should say, and with the advances of technology, becomes a more and more vital part of their success. All of that coming up, and we're going to look forward to having an opportunity to learn firsthand as to how these folks all are working along the same lines. Doing what? Well, making Tallahassee and the surrounding area a much better place to live, not only for those of us who live here, but for those to whom we contribute nationally and worldwide. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is here on the air, bringing you the information that you love to learn about, promising you this, that in a world of otherwise overwhelming bad news at times, we're here to bring you some good news. So stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Curtis B. Richardson was born in Jacksonville in 1956 and served as a representative in the Florida House of Representatives from 2000 to 2008. Received his Bachelor's of Science in Psychology from Florida State University in 1978 and his Master's in Education with an emphasis in Counseling and Psychology from the University of West Florida in 1979. He holds a Master of Science in Psychology from Florida State University since 1983. He lives here in Tallahassee with his wife, Nina, who is a judge and former president of the Tallahassee Bar Association, along with their family, including daughters Karina and
Aida.
There we go. His wife is the daughter of the Ethiopian composer and ethnomusicologist. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a mouthful. And educator, Dr. I'll take a stab at this. Ashanafi Kebede.
Close. Very close.
You say it.
Ashanafi Kebede.
Ashanafi Kebede.
Uh-huh.
And sister of the actress Sanaat Ashanafi.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome.
With
that
all
torn
that.
That all apart, we can move on with the rest of the show.
Thank
Curtis
you,
Richardson
Brian.
Is our guest this morning. as you all of you know, I mean, we're working here with very limited capabilities as best we can. Thankfully, we have people like Curtis Richardson who join me in trying to rescue me from myself and have a lot of very interesting things to say about mm-hmm. our community. It's what we do here. Folks, if you don't know Mr. Richardson, lots of ways to get to know him.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to spend this hour doing some of that.
Okay.
And we'll expect you to, Curtis, to give us a few other ways we might find you, whether it's on the web or maybe some appearances that you have planned or mm-hmm. receptions and such. Now, if you don't know, folks, in addition to his political career as one of our representatives there from District 8, which, by the way, if you don't know, if you haven't recalled this, is basically the western side of Leon County, and
yes. then
continuing to include Gadsden County. So that was his responsibility for those 8 years. But he's back. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we weren't able to chase him off in that first stint at political life. And Curtis Richardson is running for office currently. But now you have focused on the needs and opportunities here in Tallahassee. Tell us about
yes.
that.
Well, Brian, First of all, good morning, and it's great to be here. You know, it's, what was it, 2 weeks ago that we met, had lunch together, and now here we are on the radio together.
That's how it works.
And I really enjoyed lunch with you and Annette day. I really did.
Well, that's good.
Yes, yes.
She didn't think much of me. She thought I was rather, you know, just into the food.
Is that right?
My thing. You know? I mean, But I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed it. We certainly did. It was fun to meet you.
Yeah.
And that was at the Tallahassee
Women's Magazine luncheon.
Award once. Oh, yeah. What a fabulous event
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
I think you and I were one of four men in the room.
In the whole room.
Yeah. And I told everybody I brought my wife along for protection. You know,
right.
Just to keep me from tripping over myself. I mean, and here we had First Lady Ann Scott.
Yes. And then our local First Lady, Jane Marks.
It was awesome.
Oh, it was a wonderful event.
Anyway, we've recovered from that, haven't we?
Yes.
We kind of mopped our brow, and it was enjoyable, and so good of you to make the time. And yes, welcome. So then here you are running for City
Commission. Yes.
And for which, what is it,
well, it's
chair?
It's an at-large election. It's the seat that Commissioner Andrew Gillum holds currently, and he has resigned to run for mayor. He's replacing Mayor Marks, who's not running for re-election. So it will be an abbreviated term. It will be the final 2 years of his 4-year term.
Oh,
so
see.
Whoever wins the seat, which I am planning it on, that being me, will have to run for election
again
in 2 years.
2 years.
Yes. But I'm accustomed to that election cycle, having been in the House of Representatives for 8 years, having to run every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I certainly won't be unaccustomed to that.
So for that reason, you feel like you have a bit of a constituency, folks who know you locally, know your style. And what is this? Well, how would you describe yourself?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier about me being a liberal. And I think that what a lot of people assume, Brian, is that when you see an African-American, you automatically assume that they're liberal.
Mm.
But I think if you talk to people in this community about my brand of politics, they would probably describe me as being more moderate. And I think actually you will find that a lot of African-Americans are more moderate in their politics. You know, we are very conservative when it comes to our religious beliefs and, you know, those kinds of things.
So in that respect, you're suggesting that there's a bit of stereotypic thinking going on there.
I think so. Yeah. And then when people get to know me or they observe my politics, like I said, I think you would see that most people in this community would describe me as being more moderate than anything else. That middle of the road. And when I was in the legislature, I was able to work both sides of the aisle. Even to this day, I have friends that are Republicans, he was a colleague of mine, but former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp, he and his wife are good friends of my wife and I. Some of my colleagues, Joe Pickens, for instance, who's the president of one of the state colleges now, invited me down to be a part of the program when he was sworn in as president of that college. And so my politics has really been middle of the road, you know, and I kind of take the issues as they come. A lot of people are surprised to hear that I voted for the Castle Doctrine when I was in the legislature. And
describe that for us.
Well, it kind of morphed into something that, you know, we didn't expect. But when we voted on it, it was presented as the law then was, you know, if someone's breaking into your house, which is considered your castle, your first responsibility is to retreat, to either run out the back door or dive out a window. And that made no sense to me at all, that you couldn't protect yourself in your own house. And so that's why I voted for it when I did. I was one of the few Democrats in the House, in the legislature, period, that voted for that piece of legislation.
Stand and defend, huh?
Yes.
Well, folks, that's kind of where we are at the moment, I think, in relation to reshaping and re-questioning or opening up questions for us as a community a lot of these things that we have been a bit presumptuous about, perhaps. And so
yes.
we have Curtis Richardson with us this morning talking about his bid for seat number two there with the city commission. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Curtis Richardson, a rather charming young man in his own way.
Thank you, Brian.
He has this rather, I would call it, a sort of erudite characteristic. That's a cool word, isn't it?
It is. I've never been described quite that way.
That was my challenge for this week. Use that in a sentence. Erudite. Somebody actually accused me of that on one occasion, and I was offended. I said, I've never even been to that country, so I don't know what you're... So, a very well-spoken individual who, for his part, has been in public office, public service prior, representing District 8 here in the state of Florida, to the Florida House. And upon this occasion, we have the opportunity to learn more about his current interest in running for seat two with the Tallahassee City Commission. And he was explaining earlier that, in fact, this is a sort of a trial period, I guess you'd say. This is what we say to the interns. Well, you're here for a couple of years. We'll see how it works.
If you get the permanent position.
If you get the job. You know. But all of that seems to me to be a kind of a boost for us, because here's a guy who, in your experience, you bring all of this to the table.
Right.
You know, we've been fortunate to have folks like Brian DeLoge or even Marianne Lindley. Mm-hmm. Now they're on the county side, but I mean, these are folks that come up out of the, you'd say, the working class, or you know, they're coming up out of the business community. Here, you've been overseeing the needs and interests of a lot of folks,
right,
in District 8, and have that level of experience. Look, we'll call it statewide, but now bringing that to bear on local issues.
Right.
For you, what do you see as primary then? What are those local issues that have your attention?
Yeah. Well, Brian, Tallahassee is a wonderful community. I've lived here for almost 40 years, went to school, as you mentioned, at FSU, was gone for 1 year to get a graduate degree at University of West Florida, and couldn't wait to get back after I was done. And I've been here ever since. I love this community. I've seen it grow. I've been a part of the fabric, I've had someone describe, of this community in so many respects. My wife and I both. We try to give back to a community that has given so much to us. We've lived a good life in Tallahassee. It's a wonderful place to live and work and to raise a family, which we're doing now. And we just want to see it be better, to that it reach its potential. As we were talking off air, Tallahassee will soon be the third, well, Florida, well, Tallahassee will be the capital of the third largest state in the country, and yet we don't compare to any of the other state capitals in terms of what's offered here. I mean, people don't think about Tallahassee as a place where they want to be or want to go, and that's what I would like to see Tallahassee become a destination location like in Atlanta or a New York or Los Angeles, mm-hmm. that people think about Tallahassee that way because of the things that we offer here. It being a great place to raise a family, that we have those jobs of the future that will pay a high wage and high skill, that we're on the cutting edge. And I believe that Tallahassee can be that, but at the same time, retain that small town southern charm where we preserve our neighborhoods and we value our natural resources and the arts and culture. I believe that can happen in Tallahassee, and that's the kind of vision I think our next set of leaders in public office will need to move us in that direction.
And with that, though, we've had it said over the years that because particularly those bodies that employ so much of the population, whether mm-hmm. state, county, or city, sort of have their way with us when it
right.
comes to those wages.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said more often than not that there's a kind of protectionism, if you want to call it,
yes.
or a resistance to the advancement of the private sector, because it actually poses a kind of challenge to that level of income
right.
that the average individual is stuck with, for
yeah.
lack of better terms. The most, at least in my recollection, the most notable example was the fact that the Miller Brewing Company wanted to build a plant here.
And it's now in Albany, Georgia.
And it's in Albany, Georgia.
Yes.
Couldn't get the permits.
Right.
Why? And the argument was made among many at the time mm-hmm. that were leaders then in the business community
yes.
saying, well, yeah, because the starting pay with that company would be greater than the average
yes.
for the average state worker. So is that an anomaly? Is that just a coincidence? Or is there really that sort of thinking that goes on in your estimation?
I think that there may be. But what we've seen over the years, over the 40 years that I've been here, Brian, is changes in state government that have not made it as stable and as attractive as it used to be. You know, when I first came here, you know, there were people who would graduate from college, and they might be fortunate enough to find a job in state government, and it was paying, you know, a pretty good salary and with the benefits, and they could take care of themselves and their family. And so they would stay with the state for 30, 35 years, retire with a nice pension and live well. Well, in the last 20, 25 years, we've seen that change. Hmm. We've seen a reduction in the size of state government. Jobs have been eliminated. The salaries, of course, you know, our state employees haven't received raises in probably the last 7 or 8 years as inflation has increased by 3% at the same time. They're tinkering with the benefits. And so state government is not as attractive as it used to be, particularly to young people coming out of college. And so what that says then, and maybe it will get us out of that state of being fat and happy, if you will, and make us more aggressively pursue expanding our private sector base is what I'm getting to.
I see.
And I think this is the point in time in Tallahassee's future that needs to happen.
Yeah.
We've depended on state government, and it's great. I mean, I love having the universities uh-huh. and the college uh-huh. here and us being the seat of state government, but we've got to begin to grow that private sector base and create those kind of jobs.
So yeah. then, in some respects, that almost sounds like the influence of market forces
yes.
that are driving this, apart from any feelings we may have about how wonderful it is to be the state capital,
right?
We're having to face facts just like any other
yes.
community that our cash crop, we'll say,
right,
is just not as productive as it once was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we're being forced in that respect to consider, well, there's got to be other ways for us to support this community. I look, and this is near and dear to your mm-hmm. heart when you look at the town of Quincy.
Yes.
And I have clients who will say, in their words, Quincy is dead or dying.
It is dying. It is literally dying. And you know, because of my history with Gadsden County, I've worked over there. I started my professional career in the county as a school psychologist 30 years ago. I represented that area in the legislature. What I see is moving also with this whole concept of regional economic development and bringing in our outlying areas, Gadsden, Wakulla, you know, Jefferson counties, and making them a part
more
of that.
More inclusive.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. We talk about it, but we really don't have anybody, I think, that's strongly advocating for it and moving that concept forward. And like I said, I think with my history with Gadsden County, that will be another benefit and advantage that I bring to the Tallahassee City Commission.
Talking with Curtis Richardson here, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Isn't it a marvelous journey?
It is.
Aren't we having fun?
I am thoroughly enjoying it.
as we travel down the road together, oh boy, start like sound like Garrison Keillor after a while, you know. Well, here we are, friends. So we're very much about this in this conversation about where are we going, and are we heading in the right direction? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're privy to some of those efforts. Like Imagine Tallahassee, Kim Rivers and J.T. Burman, and a lot of people who got involved in that process. Mm-hmm. What's your view? What was your experience in relation to Imagine?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was an absolutely wonderful experience.
And it's ongoing,
Brian.
Actually,
it is. It is. We've still got some work to do because it will be on the ballot in November and put before the community again. But let me go back 15 years when a small group of citizens, including myself, got together, when the community was at loggerheads as to how we would grow. The environmentalists and the developers and the community activists were all at odds, and everything was pretty much at a standstill, or it took forever to get anything done. And so a small group of us got together, some chamber representatives, the neighborhood advocates, the environmentalists, and we said, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so we sat down and over a few months of meetings came up with Blueprint 2000, which was a plan for how Tallahassee would grow over the next 10 or 15 years to address some of our infrastructure needs to accommodate that growth. The revenue came from a penny increase in the sales tax, which we advocated for. And so we were able to address those infrastructure needs in our signature project, Brian, which we all are so proud of and this community is so proud of, is Cascades Park. Mm-hmm. Much of that was paid for out of those blueprint funds. Mm-hmm. With the realization that is coming to an end in 2019, the City and County Commission put together a sales tax committee of 18 individuals, of which I served as vice chair. Our goal was to recommend to the City and County Commissions if we were going to extend that penny sales tax. If so, when we would put it on the ballot. If it passed, what projects would be funded, infrastructure projects. And this time, the legislature put language in statute that allowed us to be able to use up to 15% of the revenue generated from that tax for economic development. Mm. And so that's where we're going with this. And so we recommended that 12% be set aside for economic development initiatives to encourage entrepreneurship, to provide capital for startup businesses, because that's a very difficult issue right now for young businesses or young people who have an idea for a business, is to get the capital to support it. The whole idea of incubators, where small businesses can co-locate and share infrastructure services, if you will.
Like now.
Yes, yes.
The Domi project.
Exactly.
Mike and his gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're talking, you know, 12% of almost $1 billion going towards economic development and encouraging that kind of business startup, business expansion, you know, helping our current local small businesses, those that want to grow, and attracting businesses to our area. And that's what I'm so excited about, because there is so much opportunity. And with what we see at the universities, the research and the creative ideas that are coming from those young people, and those are the kinds of young people that we want to be able to plug into this community and keep them here. And that's what I'm so excited about.
Well, folks, that's what we get excited about, because as we listen to folks like Curtis Richardson and for his part participating in that political process, having already established himself quite well formally as the representative from District 8, now running for City Commission seat 2, you haven't taken your foot off the pedal, it feels like.
No.
You're still very much engaged in this conversation. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so this may be unfair to you, but what do we not have right? Where are we still going wrong in your mind?
Well, I think overall, and I was in a meeting the other day with a senior citizen group, and one of the guys, persons in the audience, said, you know, the reason that people aren't probably as engaged as they might be is that we feel pretty good about where we're going as a city. We feel good about how we're run. Our services come on time. Our neighborhoods and streets are relatively safe. You know, we've got some issues with the police department, but our new police chief is handling that. We've got great neighborhoods. You know, we've got a steady economy. And so I think we're headed in the right direction and things are going well, but it's time for us to move to that next level. We're not the quaint little southern capital city in North Florida anymore. We've got to reflect a capital city of a growing and vibrant state that will soon be the third largest. Oh. And so I think that is the challenge for our leaders
now. Get more
people
in the conversation.
Absolutely.
And that was the impetus for us when we started this show now 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was exactly for that. And Liz Joyner that runs Village Square.
Oh, absolutely.
Our mission statements look identical.
Yes.
Because what she does on the ground, we do on the air.
Right.
Or in the air.
Exactly.
And in doing so, we think that the biggest gap is that out of the almost 200,000 residents, let's call Tallahassee, okay,
right,
or let's say 300,000 or so in Leon County, a very small percentage of those folks actually get involved in the activity and the decision making and having those conversations that you rely on in making informed decisions. I mean, otherwise you're sitting up there going, well, this is what I think I should do. So how do you then, as someone who purports to represent us, try to overcome that?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Well, Brian, that's where you have to go, to where the people are. You know, the luncheon where you and I met, you know, events like that, going into the community, talking with residents, stopping at a bus stop and talking to those individuals who use the bus service, going to our parks and community centers, you know, wherever you find people.
And you do that.
Oh, I do it all the time. Yeah. I mean, people will tell you, Curtis Richardson
just say, hey,
is
leave me alone,
everywhere.
What's the matter with you? Stop talking to me.
But it's just casual conversation. It's not, I want to take this survey and get your aunt. It's just, you know.
The little kids.
You're here catching the bus. You know, right, what do you think about the bus service in Tallahassee?
Interesting.
And people will give you that feedback if you put it to them that way.
Well, folks, that's what you should know. If you're out there waiting for a bus.
Look for Curtis Richardson.
And this weird-looking guy walks up and starts asking you how you feel about the bus service. That's probably Curtis Richardson.
I love it.
But he's endured this interview and conversation, so that scores some points,
thank
I suppose.
You, Brian.
He's put up with me for this hour, as you folks do so kindly, and we're pleased to have you with us. We're hoping
thank you, Brian.
That things certainly go well for you. Much luck to you in this upcoming election, and we'll
keep
an eye on for you.
Absolutely.
We'll be watching for you at the bus stops. How about
okay.
that?
So, all right.
Folks, stay with us in this second hour. We've got ABC News coming up here at the top of the hour. You stay tuned with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
July 9, 1755, near Fort Duquesne, now the city of Pittsburgh, a 23-year-old British officer leads his troops in battle during the French and Indian War. Though fired upon repeatedly, this young lieutenant colonel remains unharmed to the disbelief of the native warriors. 15 years later, a respected Indian chief sat over a council fire with this same man. As he told all those listening, the Great Spirit protects this man and guides his destiny. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. The man was George Washington, who went on to become the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army and the first president of the United States. This inspiring message of freedom, brought to you by Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, providing comprehensive dental care. Call 875-3908.
We are back in the second hour of this fine radio show, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad that you have made it part of your day, and looking forward to having Aretha Jones in this second hour. She is the executive director for the Neighborhood Medical Center, which you may already know, now sporting all of 7 clinics, 3 in Havana, 4 in Tallahassee. Remarkable. A grassroots movement started back in 74 through some volunteers, people who said, you know what, we got to do something to help those in need medically, homeless, underinsured, uninsured, people who just can't afford medical treatment. And they put their heads together and their hearts and their hands and said, we're going to build something. And they have. And today, this Neighborhood Medical Center is doing a remarkable work. No less significant, no less inspiring than the story that our guest, Aretha Jones, will bring us personally, a person who was born in a farming community, we'll say, generously speaking, in Havana, a pretty meager existence, and decided that life should be something more if one is determined to make it happen. And so she'll be with us, and we'll learn more about her and this great work that they're doing. Elsewhere in the news, of course, political rivals are starting to sharpen up a little bit more on the local scene. Our good buddy Steve Stewart is back in it again, running for a seat on the city commission this time, running against Nancy Miller. And, you know, we're always interested in knowing what everybody has to say about such things, and so we'll try to get Steve to come in at a time when he's got a few minutes, and we've got a few minutes to sit down and chat with him, and love to have him tell us a little bit more about his ambitions. And in fairness, we'll be sure to have our good buddy Nancy Miller back here again. But speaking of those pulling themselves up by the bootstraps and moving forward, you may have caught this in this week's newspaper, a story courtesy of Tallahassee Democrat. Doug Blackburn did a great job in reporting the information about the Florida State University program entitled Young Parents Project. And this YPP, as it's called, is part of the FSU Center for Prevention and Early Intervention, funded through the State Department of Juvenile Justice. Well, YPP, or the Young Parents Project, is targeting those who find themselves on the other side. And this one story being told is an example of that, and it was what Doug was bringing to our attention. A young woman who is already caught up in the juvenile justice system, we'll say. She found herself being transported in shackles and bound for a juvenile detention facility there in Miami, and had an epiphany. And she credits the FSU program, this Young Parents Project, for their part in helping her turn her life around. She found herself able to then go on, and she's working now to complete her nursing degree out there at TCC, and she hopes that following that she'll be able to go on to medical school and pursue a career as a physician. Well, it's that sort of inspiring story, of course, that we want to point to and remind each of us that life is not a destination, it's a journey. And when you start to read the tea leaves, or you start to listen to the people like Aretha Jones or Curtis Richardson, who's just spent the last hour with us, you get a sense of destiny, a sense of opportunity that sort of mingles in there, right? And I use the word destiny with all due respect to the idea that your destiny is for you to discover and to fulfill and to work out and to press forward. So in doing that, you're completing, you're carrying out those things that lay before you. And in that way, it isn't pre-assumed or predetermined that you will succeed, but rather it is a path that has been laid before you. Question is, are you willing to take up what's in your hand, what's before you, and walk it out there? Well, these folks have done so, and we've got lots of good examples of that, and we're pleased to bring those to your attention. What else can we talk about here? Oh, you know what? Where did I see this story about it's what's going on at IMAX Theater tomorrow afternoon. This is an example of a journey that is presented to you on the big screen at IMAX Theater, and it's tomorrow afternoon. I really wanted to bring this to your attention. It's called Silence, and it's at the Challenger Center, IMAX Theater downtown. Starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I'll just read this to you. Silence is a beautiful, delicate, and profound film experience. And it's an award-winning Irish film which defies categorization at every turn. The film is both meditation and odyssey, tracing the psycho-geographical journey undertaken by an enigmatic sound man from his adopted city of Berlin to his native Donegal. So, my friends, if you're looking for further inspiration in this journey we call your life, and Tallahassee's journey, and this proposed destiny that lays before you, well, here is the film that will inspire you to continue in that journey, the film Silence, again being shown tomorrow at the IMAX Theater, Challenger Learning Center downtown. Admission is $10, general admission. Students and seniors are $8. And if you're a TFF member, you get in for $7. So that's pretty cool, and look forward to all of that happening. Let me also throw out a little plug, too, if you're looking for some free entertainment. Have you done this? The Cascades Park Light Show? You know, it's kind of a neat thing. You can go down there and find a way to cool off from the daytime heat. And they have this light show that's there as part of the Cascades Fountain. And it happens every night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 8. So that happens tonight and tomorrow night. So that's a cool thing, too. I want to throw that in your path. By the way, don't forget, if you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, send us an email, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Always interested in reading from our fans what things they are aware of and people they would like us to converse with. And, of course, you can find our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. Learn all about what we're doing and what's going on around town through the website. Don't forget, our prepared promotion is underway. This is keeping you and I prepared for severe weather, so we'll find out more information there. Stay with me right after the break.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten. The best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, telling you a little bit about this wonderful organization, Neighborhood Medical Center, serving populations here in Tallahassee and in our neighboring Gaston County. This is an organization that is dedicated to meeting the needs of all patients that are uninsured and underinsured in the effort to reduce the non-emergency visits to the emergency room. That's a good thing. To help reduce the cost on the taxpayers and the patients. That's another good thing. And to expand current primary and preventative care services. All of this under the umbrella of Neighborhood Medical Center, and all of it being operated with the guidance and oversight of the Executive Director, Aretha Jones, who is our guest this morning. How are you, Ms. Jones?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are delighted to have you here with us.
Thank you.
And appreciate you taking that time to bring us on the inside of your world. Let us know what it's like for you to be this Executive Director. Well, we're going to get into how you got into this in the first place.
Okay.
But what does your day look like typically?
Wow.
How do things start for you?
Typically, my day starts at about 6:30 in the morning. I'm usually in the office by 7:30. And I start every morning with a manager's meeting. Hmm. I meet with all the managers in the neighborhood, and we discuss what's happening in each department.
I see.
And we do that to make sure that we are there and we remember that the primary focus is the patient. So what is it that we need to do to make it better and easier for the patient? And we do this each and every day. And from that meeting, I typically am in meetings the majority of the day. But some days I take time to see patients myself. So I am a nurse practitioner. And when all of the stress of managing starts to build up, I go and I see patients, because that brings me back to, and it helps to remind me why I'm on the other side of that picture.
Wow.
You know, dealing with that. So you come back and you actually put your hands on a patient and you make a difference and you see a difference. It makes every day better.
Wow.
And easier, and you know your purpose, or I know my purpose when I can do
How
that.
How cool is that?
Oh my gosh, you don't even know. It's amazing.
And your office individually, you're located here in Tallahassee or in Havana?
In Tallahassee.
Commute?
Yes, I do. Actually, up until, let's say about 8 months ago, we only had 3 locations. And we branched out. We now have 7 locations. So we opened a site in the Renaissance Center, which was taking care of the homeless population. I opened that site, and I saw patients there myself for a couple of months, and then moved to the site on Pasco Street. That's in the Bond community. So when that site opened, I moved there and saw patients myself. And then we moved to Havana. And so opened that site and saw patients there myself as well. So each site that we've opened, I've personally worked and started those sites to see what the patient load would be, what's the critical nature of the patient, so we would know how to staff the facilities and what was necessary at each place.
Remarkable.
Because
so you're a trailblazer.
I don't know if I would. I would not describe myself as that. I am a person that I am the typical person that neighborhood was designed to take care of. I started out, 18 years old. I had a child on welfare and wanted to do better, wanted to be more and do more. And set a goal and just went out to achieve that goal. And being an 18-year-old, just coming out of high school, getting married, husband in the military, all these strange places, you encounter a lot of negative things that happen to you. And from my experience, I wanted to make sure that that never happened to anyone else in the workforce or in the healthcare arena or just in life in general. And so that is what makes me do what I do. Because you don't want anyone else to experience that. It is difficult enough being 18 and having a child, but being 18 and having a child and not having health care, not having transportation, not having those resources that you need to navigate and be able to be a part of the workforce, it's extremely difficult. And I think we all, if we have an opportunity to change that, we should definitely do that.
And your personal background, not only did you say that you were 18 and I guess a single mom at that point, huh?
Well, my husband and I, we went to high school together. So we met when I was 15 and he was 17, got married when I was 18 and he was 20. Huh. So, and children at age 18, he was still a child. I'm still a child, but here we are. We have the responsibility of a person. And so you have to find your way through life and you have to make those decisions. How can I improve my situation? How do I take care of this person and, make sure that their life is different from the life that, we lived? And that framed my mindset. I never wanted my child to suffer for anything. I never wanted them to wake up one morning and not know where the meal was coming from or to have just your basic needs and not able to meet them. I never wanted my children to experience that. And that's what made me push so hard to do the things that I've done. So I don't consider myself a trailblazer. I consider myself a responsible parent. And whatever I've done in life was to make sure that I met my responsibility as a parent. And then my responsibility as a person in the community, because some of the things I've been able to do, other people have not been able to do, and if I can help them in any way, that's what you do, because you change starts from within. And if I could change me and my surrounding and my situation, I knew that I could help someone else along the way. And that's how it starts. You help one person and they help someone, and then you look around and you have a community of change. And that's exactly what neighborhood is about.
How did this come about?
My mom and dad divorced very young, and pretty much raised by my grandmother. And I just could not for the life of me understand why life was so different for me than it was for other people.
We are talking with Aretha Jones. She is the executive director for Neighborhood Medical Center in Tallahassee and in Havana. And you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back talking with Aretha Jones, the executive director for Neighborhood Medical Center, learning a lot about this organization. Let me read this, too, that comes off the web. The historical mission of Neighborhood Health Services is to serve those in need by providing and facilitating access to care, and by enhancing the health of individuals through education, prevention, and outreach. At Neighborhood Health Services, we are committed to serving our patients with respect and compassion. It was formed in 1974 and has served patients from Leon County and surrounding rural communities. It was initiated by volunteers who wanted to assist the medically underserved, uninsured, and those who are homeless. So there you go, folks. This organization now being headed up by someone who, for her own life experiences, drew from that. And Aretha, you serving as the executive director, nobody has to explain it to you. Nobody has to tell you what it's like.
Correct.
You've lived through that.
Yes.
And so in the lives of these people that you serve and care for, you bring all of that richness, it seems to me. You bring a kind of insight, compassion, and even, it sounds like a sort of affirmation that says it doesn't have to be just the way it is. If they think otherwise, they can look into your life and realize here's somebody who wanted more and wanted to do more, and you've done it and are doing it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you grew up in Gaston County, Quincy?
In Havana.
In Havana.
Yes.
And in that community, dating back from, let's say, the middle part of the 1900s, 50s, 60s, from that point forward, The Gaston County, Havana area had fallen into hard times.
Mm-hmm.
The demise of the tobacco industry, tobacco farming in general, cigar manufacturing, all that sort of went away. And those who found themselves disenfranchised, trying to figure out what to do. And it sounds like your family was certainly among those residents who did just that.
Absolutely.
But you found a way.
Yes. Just a desire to want something different. And just knowing that if someone didn't step up and take the lead and have the desire to make things different, that it would remain the same.
Yeah.
And so just trying to make a difference.
And you
to
said
make things
that
better.
You said that Neighborhood Medical Center has now 7 clinics. 3 of those are in Havana.
Yes, we have a clinic in the Havana Elementary School. Hmm. We have one in Havana Middle School, and we have a combination medical dental clinic in Havana.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how this was formed through volunteer effort. How are you funded now?
Well, we became federally funded in April of this year.
Okay.
So we receive federal grants. And prior to that, and currently, we get a large portion of the funding from the Leon County Commission, Department of Health, United Way,
so
City of Tallahassee. It's a combination of different funds.
And because you're a nonprofit, we can also make donations to the organization.
Yes, you can.
So so there, as a charitable organization, you can receive those kinds of funds too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we do. We receive a lot of support from the local churches and just individuals in the community because we do. We provide a very valuable service. Patients without the ability to pay for medical services, for transportation, for medications, for procedures, they come to Neighborhood Medical Center and they receive those services.
I see.
And, but better than that, they receive respect. Huh. You have to, in order to change a person, you have that person has to have something with, you know, inside of them that says, hey, I'm worthy of this. I am someone and I deserve better. And so once you realize that you deserve better, you reach for that. You want something different. Hmm. You demand something better.
Do you have opportunity to have those kinds of conversations with the people that you're serving?
Every time I go into a patient room.
Really?
Every single time I have an interaction with a patient, it always turns into something motivational, because without most of the time you can look at a person and tell there's something else going on, you know, something going on besides the medical. There's really something a little bit deeper than that. And once you start to tell your story, the patient opens up and they begin to tell you, you know, the real struggle. Because if I'm struggling to make it as an individual, my health is going to suffer. You know, it doesn't matter how many pills you give me if I'm depressed or if I'm oppressed, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you have to dig deeper, and you have to make that person understand you are worth saving. You're worth this, and you can be a valuable part of this community to bring about that change that we all want. Mm-hmm. It starts with one person. And that's what we bring to our clientele. We make sure they understand that we, number one, respect them, and we want to encourage them to be the leading person in their health care. We will assist, but they must take the lead and want to be better. And we can, and it works.
How do you know it works? What do you see happen?
You see the immediate, you know, when you hear people say that light bulb moment, when the light comes on, you see the change. You see the change in posture. The person sits up a little bit straighter, and they start to ask questions. And they want to know, and then they want to come back. And they come back, and you follow up. So you're taking care of, the person has engaged. They become engaged in life again, and they want to do better. And it's an amazing thing to see.
How does that play out then? Do you find yourself in a role where, obviously you're doing more than just handing out pills and Band-Aids here.
Correct.
You're, as you say,
you have to
engaged.
Affect a life change. You have to, the person you're talking to, they have to become a whole person again. And you have to get that in order to make them better. Because it's difficult to repair anything that's fragmented. And you have to make that person understand that, you know, bring it back to wholeness, to oneness, and that's what we do.
It sounds to me as though your personal history, and we wouldn't want to at all discount the influences of your grandmother,
right?
Along with your professional training and certifications. Now, you're an advanced
registered
nurse practitioner.
Yes.
Which is difficult for me because I'm not good at those kinds of titles. I'm just not very bright. However, I can probably go with ARNP. How about that?
Yeah, that's correct.
So here you are, a practicing professional who then brings all of this life experience to bear when you're in consultation with and serving one of those folks who comes to one of these clinics, and you're there along with your staff to make that happen.
Yes.
That's a very cool thing.
It is. It's an amazing thing to be able to do.
Folks, we're talking with Aretha Jones. This is why this show is on the air, because it's our pleasure to talk with very cool people who are doing some very cool things for you and me and for our community. And this neighborhood medical center that we're talking about, now with 7 clinics between Tallahassee and Havana, an amazing work. Folks, I hope that you'll continue to stay with me after the break. And by the way, if you have a topic or guest you'd like us to consider, you can email us at any time, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Be sure you share that with your friends and neighbors and even some of your enemies. Who knows? I think they might enjoy that too. And the website, of course, TallahasseeTalks.com is there for you all the time. It's where we keep every show that we've ever done for you archived neatly, nicely there, including today's broadcast. If you want to share this with someone who didn't get to listen in, we stream live to the web and we're broadcasting locally on 93.3 FM, our home station here in Tallahassee, our good friends at Freedom 93. We are looking forward to having Aretha Jones continue in our conversation and looking forward to having you stay with me. We'll be right back.
So, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gaines Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got this card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for staying with us. Aretha Jones is here talking about Neighborhood Medical Center. What a great organization going all the way back to 1974, although she was just a little kid about then. And she's only, we've decided she's like in her mid or late 20s. We're not sure. Nobody's 20. Really saying.
21.
21. Okay, fine. But here she finds herself, having grown up in Gadsden County, Havana particularly, a child of the farming community. Her parents were in the farming business, and as a farmer in Gadsden County and trying to make it, man, that's tough. And it was tough for you. Was it not? You've already shared how influential your grandmother was in that situation as a survivor. But nonetheless, going to school every day hungry is not cool.
Not at all.
And makes it very difficult to learn anything when you're sick or you're hungry. So how has that life experience then informed you? And I know that you've got programs going on, clinics that you have in schools there in Gadsden County. Tell us about that.
Okay, we have a clinic in Havana Elementary and a clinic in Havana Middle School. The principals are doing an excellent job with the schools. What we want to do is come in and complement the excellent work that's already being done. We want to make sure that the child is not taken from school and taken away from the education that's necessary to go to a doctor's appointment or to go out of the school area to receive immunizations. We do that on site. Mm. So anything your child needs to help them be productive and be able to focus, we do at school for them. Mm. So if they have instead of making an appointment to bring your child to Tallahassee or Quincy or to take them out of school, you bring them to the clinic, to our facility on campus within the school, and we do everything that your doctor would do in your doctor's office. Mm. And that child receives the care they need and they go back to class. And it's key. Again, like I said earlier, Going to school hungry and sick, you can't focus. You can't learn. There's a lot that's expected of children. You have to give them all the tools necessary. The school system and the principals and everyone, they're doing an excellent job, but we're coming in to try to complement that and make sure that that child has every tool possible to make them successful.
Well, I would imagine the teachers absolutely love you people.
I hope so.
I mean, because their job is there to teach these kids.
Correct.
Your job is to make sure the kid can sit up and pay attention.
And focus and learn.
Yeah.
Yes. So, there's a lot going on in the community. You know, children have a lot to deal with. Hmm. There are a lot of stressors. A lot of the children are depressed. Growing up without certain things, without your basic needs, is very stressful. It's very depressing. Hmm. And going to school sometimes can be a very difficult thing to do, because children aren't always the nicest people to each other. Children speak the truth and they say what they see. And sometimes that's hard for another child to deal with. So we want to come in and make sure we're not only bringing in the medical, but we're bringing in the social services. So if your home is not the way it needs to be, if it's in, it needs some repair, we can find those programs that can help the parents with that. So it's a holistic approach. We're bringing in the social services, the mental health, everything that child and that family needs to be successful. Neighborhood is bringing that to the schools.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
So where does this take you? Where do we go from this point forward? You're already growing, it seems, pretty significantly now, with 7 clinics and 2 of those in school settings, right?
Yes.
They're in Havana. What's up ahead? What's the plan?
More
expansion, more people, more staffing?
We want to slow down. We want to slow down and take a break.
Get a weekend.
And we do plan within the next year or so to open one large facility. And we're looking to bring in integrated holistic health care. So that means preventative screenings. It means the chronic disease management. It means the primary care. It's the social services. It's the dental.
Yeah.
All of this in one-stop shopping.
That's
for
cool.
Our patients in the community.
Yes.
And I don't want anyone to think that Neighborhood Medical Center is doing this alone. We have a transition team that's working with us. And this team, a great network of people from some of the largest organizations here in Tallahassee. You know, we're getting help from FAMU, FSU, TMH, CHP, Florida Blue.
Wow.
Leon County School System, United Way. I'm hoping I didn't leave anyone out, and if I did, I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know who else there would be. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, the county commission,
that's
the
remarkable.
City commission. I mean, it's a community collaborative coming together to make this work. And I'm determined to make it work. We are going to make a difference.
How long have you been doing this individually?
I have been at Neighborhood Medical Center since 2008. I received my bachelor's in nursing from FAMU in 1998, my master's in 2003, and have traveled all over the world. My husband was in military, I'm Air Force. So we've been everywhere, and when we came back, we decided this is where we wanted to come back to, and have land in Gaston County and plan to move there, because that's home. You come back and you take care of home. And we've gone, everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, lived in Germany for 2.5 years and other places, and nothing compared to home. You just want to come home and take care of the people that did their best to take care of you when we needed it. So
remarkable. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is why we do what we do. Aretha Jones telling us her own personal story, the work that she's doing as the executive director for Neighborhood Medical Center. Aretha, I mean, I often encourage our listeners to tune in, because if they're tired of hearing bad news, and my goodness, there's plenty of bad news these days, this is somewhere you can come and listen and hear some good news. And I have to tell you, this is an encouraging report that you've brought us, just telling us of your own personal triumph in life, and you and your husband. And by the way, thank him for his service to our country.
I will.
The fact is, this is a choice you've made based in your own personal rootedness. Is your grandmother still with us, or is she
no,
passed?
No, she passed complications of diabetes, believe it or not. Mm. And that was one of the things that really I don't understand why people are still dying from diseases
treatable.
That are controllable.
Yeah.
And it's still happening.
It's still happening. And that's enough right there, folks, to encourage you and I to contribute. And you can do so. This our organization, Neighborhood Medical Center, it's a nonprofit, charitable organization. You can make donations to them. They've got a website. It's neighborhoodmedicalcenter.org, right?
Correct.
And so you can learn more about them that way. You can donate right there on their website. That's a cool thing. And if you have folks who you know of that need their help, I'm sure you can direct them accordingly. That's what we have for you today. We're glad you've had a chance to tune in. Aretha, thank you for sharing your life with us and for all you're doing for the community.
Thank you for allowing me to come and share.
It's a great thing. Folks, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, bringing you all the cool things and all the cool people that make this town what it is. We love to talk about it, and that's why we're glad you're here. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truckin' Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truckin' Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truckin' Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truckin' Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.